Doug McClain joins us now, analyst NHL on Sportsnet. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Good, guys.
So Friday, what a lot of people thought, most people thought, was going to be, once it was assured that Lou was not coming back as the general manager, it seemed almost 100%. Was that what you had in your mind, that Kyle Dubas was going to get the job once he didn't, wasn't allowed to leave the organization?
Well, I think that sort of set the tone, and I would think that he and Shanahan had a deal done at that particular time that it would happen. But, you know, I didn't really know. I had heard rumblings that a few months ago, a guy in the league was contacted about, hey, Lou's leaving. Would you ever consider coming to Toronto? And it wasn't from Shanahan the call was made by. So who knows? I mean, I think Dubas has always been in the plans, and that's fine. I think maybe, and I said this a few weeks ago, Shanahan is going to have to get more involved, in my opinion. And I saw that was written yesterday somewhere, but it doesn't surprise me that he's going to have to get more engaged, because Dubas and Babcock will be an interesting dynamic. I think Kyle's a good young guy, and it gets along with most people. And he's got a high-profile coach. It's not always easy.
Would you say this has more a opportunity for success, Doug? Not just because of the vast resources the Leafs have and the talent that's on the team right now, but as you're saying, you've talked a lot about how the president's role has expanded and changed. It's a pretty safe haven, right, for a lot of former players or GMs that, I mean, John Davidson's probably safe as a kitten in Columbus. But this doesn't work with Dubas and Babcock if it's John McDonough or it's Kroenke's kid who's the president in Colorado or even Jim Leitz, who you know. It doesn't work without a veteran player and a guy that's already got his hands, you know, in the decision-making process.
Well, I think also, you know, you've got a guy that's a power broker in the organization. I mean, Shanahan has more power than even Babcock has, in my opinion, because the ownership really, you know, believes in him. And they should, with what he's accomplished since he's been in Toronto. So I think it's a good situation for a young GM to come into. You know, the role of the GM has dramatically changed in the last 5 years, and nobody can tell me it hasn't. It's more aligned to an assistant GM role in the past. So I think it's a good situation for a young guy to come into. And, you know, when you've got a veteran like Shanahan with the power Shanahan has, it's good for Kyle. It's probably going to be good for Brendan. And, you know, hopefully it'll be good for Babcock. There's no doubt in my mind that I read somewhere that Babcock would be really disappointed that Lou left. I'm sorry, I'm not buying that.
No, I'm not either.
There's no doubt that right now the most affected is Mark Hunter. So what he had to. I mean, if we say that we're so sure that Kyle Dubas was going to get the job, then Hunter had to know that. So he's already got in his mind what his next move is. Do you have any idea how hurt or affected, or if this is a job he wants to keep because he enjoys doing what he's doing? What do you think he's doing next?
You know what? I would hope that, you know, look, let's not kid ourselves. Getting a GM's job in the NHL is not easy. I'm looking at what's going on in Minnesota. All of a sudden, they've interviewed five or six guys. Now it looks like it's Tommy Fitzgerald or Paul Fenton. They're in there. They're not easy jobs to get. I think what'll happen, and I've heard that he's definitely going to leave and he's not going to answer to Kyle Dubas. I've heard all that, but I wouldn't be surprised that Brendan Shanahan would be able to talk him into staying. And I think it comes down to money. It comes down to title. And, you know, why wouldn't you give it a chance? In my opinion, if I'm Mark and people know how valuable he is, why wouldn't he give it a chance until he gets an opportunity to be a GM somewhere else? That's what I would do if I was Mark Hunter.
Do you think he is? Is he that hot a commodity that another team would give him the general manager job? Or would he just say, I'd rather be an assistant somewhere else and run the draft because I feel like I've been passed? I think his proximity to London, proximity to Dale, proximity to that franchise. He's got the best of every world here imaginable. It's only if he's stung by the fact they gave it to Kyle that he leaves, that he departs.
Yeah, and I think you know those things happen in the business, and mm-hmm. and Mark's a solid guy, and it wouldn't surprise me that he could have a role defined that he would be comfortable. But you know, is there opportunities in a Buffalo? Is there opportunities in other places for a Mark Hunter? Sure, there is, but not right now in the GM role for me. I mean, I think he needs a little more management experience. I think he's a good hockey man. He's had a great resume up to now, but he's only been an assistant GM for a short period of time. So I think he's a commodity, but I don't think he's a commodity as a GM today, but he will be.
Golden Knights, Jets, 8 o'clock, SportsCenter, CBC. Game 2, we'll get to that in a sec. The Caps, and specifically I want to ask about the decision. It tells you the fine line, right? You know it well, between winning and losing. Barry Trotz puts Philip Grubauer out there the first two games. It's disastrous. They go back to Holtby. He's had a .926 save percentage, a 2 goals against a amazing Pittsburgh team, and it looks like a masterstroke. But he's probably a game away from sticking too long with Grubauer, and then they're out of the playoffs. They've been 10-2 since then.
Well, you think back and you say, okay, I didn't mind Grubauer in game one. Grubauer loses. I thought he should have went back to Holtby in the start game two. I said we did that series, Dave Amber and I. Mm-hmm. And Colby, and I thought he should have gone there. Where he went to him in the third period, and to me, it turned the series around. He goes into game three. I believe it was an overtime win. They were that close to being down 3-0, and all of a sudden, Holtby gets his confidence, gets his game going, and it has been a difference maker. I mean, there's been a few things that have gone well. I mean, I was shocked at how their top six totally dominated Columbus. I was shocked how their blue line shut down Panarin and Orlov, Niskanen, Orpik and company, how they shut down Panarin and Atkinson and Dubois as a kid. I understand that. But they looked like they were ready for Pittsburgh. And it hasn't really shocked me how well they played. But you're right. The Holtby, I mean, he was horrendous down the stretch.
Yes.
And Barry got him in at the right time.
You need your great players to be great. I don't know that he was that before. Got about a minute. Talk about Mark Scheifele. And should we now expect him to be a great player? This is the beginning of greatness for Mark Scheifele.
Well, if they win this series and he keeps going, I mean, the way he's scoring, he to me is one of the MVPs of the game right now. You know, I saw somebody say the other day, that's what you want Matthews to be. I think Steve Simmons made that comment. I don't disagree with him. I mean, I think that's what, you know, Matthews, you aspire to be as good as Scheifele. He's been quietly becoming a superstar for a long time. I mean, he's tough to defend. He's got the great snapper in the slot. He's a big body that plays hard. Players love him as a leader. I think he's unbelievably special. I really do. And it's going to be tough for Vegas, Carlson and company to handle this guy.
Always a pleasure, Doug McLean, analyst, NHL on Sportsnet. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, guys.